Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Today is the 18th of June. Wonderful morning. Jesus gave us a new life, new day, for us to declare His name, for us to live the life that He wants us to live like Him. We try. We will try in Jesus' name. We will begin to do it step by step by calling on His name. Even to breathing the breath of God. Breathe, brothers and sisters. Breathe the new day. Breathe the breath of Jesus Christ. Breath of Jesus Christ gives us new life, new hope. And everything goes. And you start this day with the hope in Christ. In everything. Mercies are new every morning. Now today God has put it in my heart to speak about the heart again. In Matthew 15, 18 and 19, Jesus was saying, the things that come from our heart, that whatever comes from the mouth actually comes from the heart, He says. And they defile the man. They defile the man. They make the man, destroy the man, destroy, damage, pollute, whatever it is. They defile the man. Out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, He says. Murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. Now, before I came to the Lord, I was a blasphemer. I have used four-letter words on Jesus Christ. Four-letter words, brothers and sisters, on Jesus Christ. And yet, I couldn't believe He loves me. He said, come unto me and I shall give you rest. Can you imagine? I've used four-letter words on Jesus Christ. And He still says, when I'm suffering, I say, Lord Jesus, I know I need You. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. And mercy came. He showed me mercy. Because He's Jesus. He is love. God is love. God is love. Oh, brothers and sisters, today remember this. And you know, our hearts are wicked. In Jeremiah it says, 17, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And the Lord says He searches the heart and gives each one according to our ways. Therefore today, as we begin to start, yes, temptations will come. I was a drunkard, addicted. Temptations will come. Those of you who have addictions or suffering with it, you know, it will dry up the throat. The throat will crave for it. Every cell will be crying for it in Jesus' name. I stopped it. I cursed it. I didn't know in the name of Jesus Christ at the time. All I knew is I don't want to offend Jesus anymore. I don't want to grieve Him anymore. I want to love Him with all my heart. Lord, I want to love You. I don't want to do anything that defiles the body, defiles You, hurts You, grieves You, Lord. I don't want to do this anymore, Lord. I don't want to do. I'll start saying, Jesus, help me. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. And the thing will subside. Thing will subside. Why will it subside? Because you don't want to do. Because you don't want to do. Why? Your purpose in the heart not to grieve Jesus Christ. Let's live a life pleasing Him today. Pleasing those of you in cigarette addiction. All can go. All can go. But first you purpose in your heart. I don't want to grieve Jesus Christ anymore. I don't want to grieve Jesus Christ anymore. When He put the rule about defiling our body, it's to protect us. Because our bodies will be destroyed. Our bodies will trouble. So He said, when you put the one, don't do these things, don't have addictions. And somehow He has given His power in the name of Jesus Christ. Later I come to know, I can in the name of Jesus Christ cast it out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind not to want this. Reject every cell in my body to reject addiction. Every cell in my body to reject booze. In the name of Jesus Christ, every cell in my body to reject hate, smoke, hate cigarettes, hate booze, whatever. You begin to use the name of Jesus seriously. Heartfelt prayer, commanding each cell to stop. And it works. It works, brothers and sisters. That's why He changes us. We can't change ourselves. You see, remember the sea. The sea became calm. Do you all remember this? The sea, when He said the storm, He rebuked the storm. And the sea became calm. Bible translators in Hebrew and Greek will tell you, it became like a sheet of glass. Like glass. When I first read it, I was wondering, can you imagine? How? Every molecule of water, H2O, every atom of hydrogen, every atom of oxygen knew is Jesus Christ created them. They knew. They knew Jesus Christ created them. That is why when He says, be calm, every one of the molecules and atoms all just became stop, stop, stop. Now, in the same way, in the name of Jesus Christ, when we begin to command every cell in our body, and I command our heart not to have this, oh, submit to God and resist the devil and temptation will run. The devil will run from you, brothers and sisters. Therefore, today, take point. All this rubbish that I had, Jesus changed me. Violent, drunkard, adulterer. Oh, I was all that. All that. and he loved me. Blasphemer, use four letter words on Jesus Christ. I'm sure most of you, in fact, probably all of you, none of you would have used bad words on Jesus Christ. I, that mess, that garbage, yet Jesus said, come unto me and I shall give you rest. Today, brothers and sisters, he's telling you, come unto me and I shall give you rest. And sisters, when he says, spirit man, remember the spirit man, the spirit in you, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master, your spirit, our spirit, which was dead in sin, became alive because the Holy Spirit gave his life, its life, and the blood of Jesus washed away our sins, and our spirit man became alive. Now, the spirit in you, sisters, is from Father God, The name is Father, Almighty Father God, and the spirit in you is a spirit man. You're not a woman or whatever, it's spirit man, because it comes from Father God, Holy Spirit. Yes, your body is a female body. Your body is a human female body, which will go back into dust. That's why it says, in Christ, there's no male or female. In Galatians it says, in Christ, there's no male or female. All in all, there's only one in Christ. You have a spirit man. So when he says, brethren, Jesus says, it includes you. Includes you. So everything, whatever you are struggling, you can get it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Command every cell to reject this and hate this. Oh, it'll happen. Just do it, sisters. Just do it. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Son of the Living God, the Alpha and Omega, the Bright Morning Star. Oh, I am that I am, he said, and he is today for each one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.